Blog Talk Radio.
Cindy right here in Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome, awesome, awesome evening. Y'all, I'm excited. I'm waiting on my have and have not to come on. So, okay. Got a lot of energy going on. All right, y'all, I'm sorry. Want to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. Because I know I have different styles and infallible individuals on this show has been successful in their crafts or their business or just living out their dreams. So it inspires me to know when I inspire someone who just took my advice on doing what they got to do or want to do with their life. So, you know, as I tell people, if you want to surround yourself around positive energy, it's always to be successful. That's what you got to do. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. It's your life, your dream, your reality. All right, y'all, I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions on opentalk2yahoo.com so I can get your content on the rotation right here or on nowhiphop.com. So definitely check that out because you never know who will be listening to y'all. Want to take the time to send a shout out to my XRQK, Los Angeles, AD News Talk, Airtime America. What's up, y'all out there? Y'all jamming in, chiming in right now. Just again, so what's up? Also, y'all want to just sidebar real quick. Houston Power Women Football Team are having their spring training right now. Looking for big girls. Who's wearing a big girl underwear to come out and play? Y'all hit them up at www.houstonpowerfootball.com. Also, going to be dropping some new joints tonight. Going to be dropping a joint from Medicine Man. I'm going to get it. He's Houston owned. You know, if y'all looking for a hot producer, you know, hook you up, y'all hit me up, opentalk2yahoo.com. I can hook y'all up with him. So I'm going to be dropping his joint tonight. Also, last week on the show, I had another high producer from the ATL, had James Worthy up in here with me. Tonight, I got hot Western rapper, Grammy nominated, got MDNC up in here. Got to be playing his new single, Betty Crocker. So, yeah, definitely got to tune in for that. But you know how we do it before we get to that. Got to talk about my baby daddy. So, going to be rolling with my girl, MJ. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
You just said I'm hyped tonight, girl.
Huh?
I said, you said I got a lot of energy going on.
I see.
Yeah. I'm waiting on my have and have nots tonight.
Oh, you can have it.
Girl, yes. You know, two more episodes and that's done. That's a done deal.
Okay.
Yes, girl. Well, all right, come on. Let's get into our gossip. We start with our Housewives of Atlanta.
I just think this train is about to, I hope this is the last season because this is getting ridiculous. It's too
bad.
Yeah, it wasn't like this before. It was not like this before.
I think it always had been kind of catty.
No, I mean, it was catty, but at least people focus on their business ventures and stuff like that. So you knew people had things going on. Now it's just like, I'm worried about what the next person doing, or I want to call this girl. It's just not the same.
Yeah, they're acting like little teenagers, little college kids.
Yeah, it's like they're going backwards. They're supposed to go forward. I mean, I don't know. It ain't the same.
Yeah. And, girl, they brought in old Roger Bob Gale in. They just been swooped up. They've been there.
Yeah, she's in the house. I'm
she
sure
you Yeah. I don't know what else happened on that. That was pretty much it, huh?
Yeah, the whole Phaedra and Cynthia thing. And, yeah, it didn't really do much. I guess with Candy and her relationship. I mean, I'm really hoping her and Todd... I'm hoping this is just for the show,
because
it's too much going on with that family.
Girl, no. Okay, well, let's move on. Let's talk about my boo, my baby daddy. What's up, Peter?
The bomb.
Pow, pow.
Daddy bomb.
Y'all going to get off my baby. All right, y'all going to get off. Okay, wait till I tweet that picture out to the world. When y'all see this picture and I'm going to fly to New York in a few weeks, y'all going to say, God, that's really her boo.
Whatever. Anyway.
Okay, anyway.
The typical Keaton type of behavior. He blames the victim. He tries to turn around and blames the victim. I'm like, that's classic. That is so classic to him.
Yeah, you think him and Amina gonna patch it all up?
I don't know, because I just read on... I can't really believe what Media Takeout says, but they're saying that Tara is pregnant by Peter. And I'm like, is that true?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's on Media Takeout. This is on Media Takeout.
Oh, no, she's going to get rid of that because we not have no babies. Now, hold on now.
I'm just saying, you can't, you got to take stuff lightly on Media Takeout. Some stuff they have is true, but
I don't think it's true.
I don't know about that.
So that's probably really going to be the end of to be honest with you, I really, 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 really wanted Peter and Tara to get back together. That's who I really, really think that make a good couple, you know, regardless. I really feel like they're just a team. Huh?
I mean, 13 years, that's a long time. 2 kids, 13 years, that's a long time.
Hopefully they work it out. All of them need to get some counseling. Maybe they need to go down there and counsel them or something. Or they need to go see Dr. Steele.
Well, hell, they're together for the rest of their lives because their kids are connected. So whether they like it or not, they're going to get along.
Girl, so what's up with our girl Diamond and Raccoon?
I wish her mama would just drag her back to L.A. because she is not
thinking.
Somebody needs to drag her back to
L.A. I wonder if that dad is a part of her life.
I have no idea. I have no idea, but you have a 7-year-old daughter at home, and you acting like this? Come on now.
Girl,
what kind of behavior? For real. Do you want your daughter to look back on the internet and see that mama having sex with a dude in the bathroom?
Girl.
And not to mention, her and Cisco had sex with in the car.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, that's what it was for the longest year. They would have sex in the car. She didn't even know where he lived.
Oh, that's right. She showed it.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl, so I don't understand why. I don't know.
But I know one thing. She loved him. Whatever he did to her in that bathroom, it was on.
He put it on.
Up in there. Oh, girl. She was claiming she was claiming him like no other. And I'm like,
yeah,
golly.
She rolled up on the wrong one, though. Johnny Blaze came out late.
Oh, did she ever?
That's the one you don't want to mess with.
Nah. But overall, I don't know. I think they reunion already taped. They have, I think Johnny and Erica going to get into it, or Johnny and, we know what, they haven't been showing Paris.
No.
They ain't been showing her. That's kind of smart, strange. Okay, well, did you check out my Black Ink Crew?
Yeah, I seen that mess too.
Girl, I want to know. I just want to know if Duchess and Cecil are going to get married. That's all I want to know.
Well, we'll see.
No, well, really, but, when My plans is to go to New York in a couple of weeks, and when I go, I'm gonna go get me a tattoo. After I go see,
well,
my
you
baby
better hope they ain't gonna be there, because from what it sounds like, they don't ever be on time or ever.
I know they ain't never there. I know, based on what their chick was saying. Girl,
that's bad business. I mean, come on now.
Girl,
people
that was
putting calls down. They traveling from out of town to come see you, and I'm like, wow.
Girl, I don't know. Well, right, MJ, thank you for rolling with me today.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. Of course, that was my girl, MJ. We always got to give you a little tea. You know how we like to do. You know we miss it. We like a little dirt gossip reality. All right, y'all, going to drop the blast from the past. You know, this is what y'all want, so I'm going to give it to you. Hopefully I got all the songs in here that you guys requested. Going to drop the blast from the past, and when I come back, going to have MDZ up in here. So don't move. You're hanging with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
Yo, what's up? I'm Julio with the flow. And you inside the box with my homegirl Cindy on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2. I'm Julio with the flow. Shaka Zulu, man.
Today on the show, I'm rolling with Southern Style, a Western Staffer. He's known for his powerful lyrics, feels so good music. Today, I'm rolling with your boy, MDZ. What's up? What are you doing?
Yo, what's going on, man? I'm here chilling, man. Just really grinding, you know what I'm saying? As always,
I know
life of the music.
Is it cold in Denver?
Nah, it's crazy. It's cool. It's real nice weather right now. I can't lie, about 50 degrees or something.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, let me ask you, what inspired you to get into the music industry? Tell the listeners a little bit about your music.
You know, really, when it came to my music, MDs, I go by MDs, that's who I am, that's my character.
Mm-hmm.
MDs means making a difference from zero. So it was kind of like initially in the music, I started checking out people that was really making moves in the industry and doing something different with it. So, you know, people at this point, like Jay-Z, Diddy, Dr. Dre, guys do more than just rap, you know what I'm saying? But you hear them rapping on stuff. But, you know, overall, they into the business and a lot of different things. But then there's a lot of people out there that's doing that. So those are the people that pretty much inspire me, you know?
Okay, all right, I got you. Well, who in the industry have you collaborated with?
Done a lot of cool collaborations. One, you know, I did a project with DJ Smalls out there with that Southern Smoke. We did a project called Put It In The Air, which off the chain. Ever since then, me and Smalls been cool. So doing stuff with him, I dropped a cut with Be Hemp. Y'all know him better for the Ricky Bobby. You know, he go hard. That's my bro, straight out of Dallas, you know.
Right.
Young Bleed, man. You know, as a young coming up, I just listened to a lot of different artists. You know, Young Bleed was one of my guys. I was always like, man, I really want to do something with that dude, you know. Be it him or Tupac had died before I, you know, got a chance to really get on it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But me and Young Bleed ended up meeting up. A lot of y'all know him from How You Do That there with Master P and the Boys.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And Bleed collabed up, and, man, ended up making a nice project. I ended up dropping it on his Rise Through the Ranks album.
Okay.
And I'm out there too, it goes fun.
Well, who else in the industry, if you could work with anybody else, who else would you want to work with? Because, you know, you got some of y'all don't want to
work
with nobody.
Some singers, too, you know what I mean? Some of these R&B guys. Like, I'd love to get a collab, do some big work with Chris Brown or something like that and kind of elevate to that, because I make that feel-good music, that dance music, so I like to do something like that, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I know one thing. I was jamming this Betty Crocker. Where did you get your inspiration from that? And I like that.
Well, I know, I appreciate that, man. That's Eddie Crocker. That's just, you know, one of the things you want to have that dancing going on. I just was thinking, shoot, man, I'm enjoying the beat. Young man made the track, so I felt like that was loose like a baby too. So
I like that.
Let's do it, man. And just kind of came with something fun, you know what I mean?
It was. That's not really. That's a cool song. I like that, honestly. So, what current projects are you working on?
Right now, I'm working on a project that, you know, should, let's see how the deal and everything kind of squashes up. I got a couple of labels looking at it right now. This next project is going to be, it's going to be pretty cool. I got a single that's dropping with Universal Music Group. It's called My Niche.
Okay.
It's a real smooth one, man. I collab with these guys out of Atlanta. on the track. They got a real smooth hook on it right there. So that's going to be the next thing to drop out of that second single. The first one, Betty Crocker, is under Universal Music Group 2. So this is the second single I'm going to drop with Denim. And from there, we look into the sky for the next project.
You know
what I mean? But in between time, I'm going to get out here and do this tour.
Oh, my God.
That,
You busy, huh?
Oh, yeah. We staying on it.
Golly. Well, let me ask you this. What does hip-hop mean to you?
To me, hip-hop is a voice. You know what I mean? It's a collaboration of many people from around the world, and that's what I believe is true hip-hop, the essence of putting your knowledge and what you've been through, telling your story into a rhythmic format and spreading that. You know what I mean? So it's a culture. It's a lot of people that can be involved in it because everybody got a story. You know, some very similar, but people don't know that. If I'm from, Mexico, and you from New York, you might not know some of the struggles are the same. You know, it might be like yours, but you wouldn't know that. So hip-hop is a universal language, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What would you tell any young OG that's trying to get into the rap game, or just anybody that's trying to get into the rap industry? What words of wisdom would you share, just, I guess, based on experience?
Honestly, patience, man. I know it sounds like cliche as ever, but it is, man. It's all about patience and that dedication. You know, my publicist, CeCe Vance, made a statement today on Facebook in particular, and she said the only people that fail are the people that give up. So you can't give up, and if that's anything of wisdom, look at that. You cannot give up and believe in yourself all the way through, but you got to be patient. With patience comes a little bit extra.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Well, thank you for taking the time to call this show.
Right on. I appreciate y'all for having me. You know, I know it was a little time difference, everything, because I'm in Denver right now. So, it's a time difference, and I greatly appreciate y'all for taking this extra time. I know there's a lot of things going on. Y'all busy, but thank you for taking the time out to holler at your boy and helping me move this motion.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, again, this my boy, MDZ. Y'all definitely check him out. Support him on his music. I'm going to leave y'all with this jam, Betty Crocker. So y'all definitely got to support him on his music.
This is South B. This is Will J. Killer T. Hey, what? Kicking it with the homegirl, Cindy. Old and tall, too.
All right. Glass from the past.
Get it right. You and I are the fun.
right, y'all. Hope you enjoyed the interview. Next week on the show, y'all going to bang with me. I'm going to have hot, 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 hot Wee TV. I'm going to have the executive producer of Love That Sister. He's going to be up in here. Also going to have a couple of call-ins from Biz Markie. Going to have a little battle going on. So y'all got to tune in for that. I can't tell you too much about it, but just think about Biz Markie. He's going to be calling in. He's going to be doing a little battle with some independent artists that I hooked up. So, you know, you got what it takes. Hit me up. OverTalk2Yahoo.com. Gonna leave y'all with a couple of songs. You know how I mix up my stuff, but I'm gonna definitely hit you up with it. I'm gonna get it. Medicine Man, right here from Houston. Y'all definitely, again, y'all gotta check him out. Go to YouTube, check out his songs or whatever. You need some music, you wanna get produced, you know, hook him up. Hit me up, OpenTalk2Yahoo.com. Y'all follow me on Twitter, OpenTalk2. Like me at Twitter, Facebook. Open Talk 2, y'all. Look, I'm so busy waiting on the half and half nights. I'm talking fast. Okay. Open Talk 2 at Facebook. You know, I'm on Instagram. Y'all hit me up on there as well. So, you know how I do it. I'm out of here. Thank you.
boy with all real gold, so I wish downtown to see how much is the birdie in Dookie. It's quite a bit of money for a big old chain. Threw him a thousand, then he had to
pay. Now I'm feeling super dope.
In other words, I got it going. Sway to the side while I'm showing up professional skills that I put together with perfection. I got a clear flow, but then I'm on the
looking for your quarter past. Hot peas and butter, baby, come and get your supper before I make you suffer. That's when you had enough of.
Yeah.
Can I get hot when you hit the jackpot? Surely I can if you the man. I get loose and put out your juice. Can you get used to that or do you need a boost of energy to enter me and get it on? You're getting warm. I can feel you getting closer. Now baby, down in the motor. You better believe.
Back to the first party when you tried to turn smiling.